Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is November the 2nd, and I'm here with the Words of Grace podcast. And today is a little different. So I have Scott Patty here, and I have David Atchison. Say hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So we're doing something a little different. We're going to talk about the building.
So it's maybe a Life at Grace podcast.
Maybe.
Not a Words of Grace.
Maybe.
All right.
You guys are really
call
technical.
It whatever you want to call it. So
it's different.
I want to take time because on November the 15th, we're going to have our first worship service in the new worship hall, which is the new building that we've built here at Grace. So for those that may be listening that don't know, we've built a new building, and it's going to be ready on the 15th. On the 13th, we're going to have an open house, 6:00 to 8:30. It's going to be kind of a come in, look around, and we're also going to have a time for appreciating those who've spent so much time, which one of them sitting in this room right now is David's done amazing work. So, but I wanted to take time to talk to you guys about this because some people may be new to Grace or just want to know more about, be reminded about the process of where we're heading and just ask some more personal questions for you guys as we think about the building and ministry and that.
Okay.
So let's start with this question. When did this process start of, okay, we're going to do this? Like, when did this start?
All right. Well, we could, I mean, you say this process, I'm assuming you mean a phase three building.
Right.
But really, if we go back, give a quick 30-second history here, Grace started in 1993, and for 12 years, we did not own property or, you know, have a facility that was ours.
Right.
We met in four different locations. In 2005, we moved on to this corner, Old Hickory Boulevard and Granny White Pike, bought the property, built a building, and actually moved into the chapel in 2005, and that was phase one. Phase two is the discipleship building that we're sitting in right now. This is phase three, the new worship hall with some other stuff. And the process began 3 years ago, right about now. It was late October. The elders went on a retreat, there were several big items on that agenda items for that retreat to talk about the future of Grace. And of course, one of the big ones was this, the building.
Okay.
So it got kicked off about 3 years ago.
Question, do we build?
That was the question, do we build? And so we started dialoguing at that retreat, and we came away going, let's take the next step. The next step was to do some investigation and pull together some data and begin praying and talking. Probably February-ish of the next year, which would be 2018. We met again. I remember that meeting, David, you'll remember it. We met at the Cramps house and had a long meeting of why. Why would we do it and why now?
Yeah.
Listed everything out and came out of that meeting with another sense that let's go forward. At that point, we took it to the congregation. So now we're into spring of 2018 and had congregational dialogues there for several months, had a congregational vote. Entered the summer with a decision to build.
Okay.
And then fall of 2018 started the giving campaign. And so we've been in the giving campaign 2 years. And then when did we break ground for the building?
Well, we tried to break ground in late spring last year. Mm-hmm. Because of the torrential rains, we didn't really get started till June, summer.
So June of 2019, then we started the construction.
Okay.
And here we are. We're moving in 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, so David, when you think about that process, is there anything that stands out to you during that whole time? And because some people may think, oh, y'all decided one day, and then the next day you had a building campaign. I mean, it's a long process.
Of course, I'm not an active elder. I'm an elder emeritus, but I did serve for 20 years, and one of the things that we've always done at Grace is we process, and we talk, and we pray. And so I know the elders went through quite a process of really, and I love the fact that we had to wrestle with why.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about it, when we actually brought it to the congregation, we had several months there. We came and presented at an information meeting. We had a lot of people came and talked about it and sent emails about it. And it was just a really healthy time of people really wrestling with, okay, why are we building? And what is the purpose? And I thought that part of it was very healthy.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of beautiful to see it can be difficult because I'm like, okay, let's go. We decided we can do this. I know we can pull it off. Let's go. But this is a congregation, and we've got a lot of members here, and we've got the leadership does a great job of not rushing our congregation. Yeah. I mean, when it's time to act, we act, but not rushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun, though. I do remember it makes me think about, you know, when Nehemiah was going to, you know, had this call from God to go back and rebuild the walls. He gets to Jerusalem, and he gets out and rides around in the night, kind of surveys the situation. Had a lot of opposition at the time. But then he came together, presents the vision, and then the people say, "Let us arise and build." And to me, that's what it felt like congregationally, that everybody, it took a while, but then let's go, let's build.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, our church vote affirmation was 98%
yes.
affirmative to move forward with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was, it was very overwhelmingly, everyone was in. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's go. So I want to ask this to you, David, because some people may be still like, hey, I got to be reminded, what's in there again? Like, so I want to get to the more important questions. Not that this is not an important question, but I want to get to the why in a second. But give us a little bit of an overview of what's in this new building. And by the way, it's funny because I was walking with someone recently out there and they go, "Now remind me what was here before." I said, "Remember that handicapped parking lot area?" And they're like, "Wait, what?" Like, I think some people don't understand that was actually
a parking lot.
That was a parking lot, yeah. And there was enough land to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't seem that big when you say, like, wait, we put all that on that little tiny parking lot. So it's like we're kind of magical, you know, pulling a bigger building out of smaller space. But tell us a little bit, David, about the building and kind of what's involved in it.
We really have to rewind back to 2004
okay.
when we were in the process of acquiring this property. We had to get approvals because for people that don't know, our buildings all sit in Davidson County in Nashville, and then most of our parking lot is in Brentwood in Williamson County. So we're dealing with two jurisdictions, and so we went through quite the process getting approvals. And at that time, we put together a master plan.
Gotcha.
And what's cool is that we're pretty much following the master plan. I mean, we tweaked a lot of details, but we planned all along that we were going to build a place to worship that would be the chapel was kind of our starting point, but then we would build a place to worship that would house somewhere in the 900 to 1,000 people. And so that's kind of always been on the master plan. So really, what we've been doing is sort of executing that that plan from 2004. Now, when we got into the details, we did actually, another thing I love about our process is that the elders were so careful to analyze everything financially and at the same time pray for God's guidance, and the congregation speaks into that. And if you recall, we were going to build a little bit more than what we built.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were going to build church offices. We were going to build additional education space. And so when we looked at the money and looked at, hey, what should we build right now? Everybody felt like the right thing to do, the elders and the congregation, you know, let's back off. Let's build what we can build. And what that is we've extended our gathering hall, and it's so much more space now.
Yep.
So if you take our existing gathering hall, we've extended it all the way out to the parking lot, basically. And we've added all this extra meeting space and gathering space where people can talk and where they can hang out and not feel like they're interrupting people who are listening to the service now in the gathering hall. So we've got space for that. And then we built a worship hall that will seat 900 people. It's got a first floor and a balcony. And then we built some other, you know, some multi-purpose rooms that will complement that.
Yeah, we've got a room upstairs that we're calling the loft. That's great room. Just overlooks the parking lot. It's beautiful, and it's about as big as the Pine Room. If you're familiar with the Pine Room at Grace, it's one of the ones we have in our discipleship building. And I love the room behind the stage. That's one of my favorite rooms. It's just got a lot of windows and I love this about Grace. And it's always, when I first came on staff, I came from churches that was like, this is the blank area. And this is your area, which we do that to some degree. But there's also, because they're children, you have to have a designated area. But we are very much, let's be multi-purpose. So yeah. A lot of these spaces are going to be used for multi-purpose. One thing I do like about the gathering hall, Sunday, and this is just during COVID. I can't imagine during a normal day. We just had a lot of activity going on after the 8 a.m. service, a lot of talking, mm-hmm. and it was so loud. Scott, I couldn't hear your announcements. And I thought, oh, this is only one more week, and then we're going to have this gathering hall that we can be out here talking. They can talk for an hour, it won't disrupt what's going on in the worship hall.
Yeah.
So okay, good. So that's
well, and you've raised the, you're saying things, and I'm hearing. I'm thinking about how people are hearing you.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we have three services right now, and that's why people are talking in one area while a worship service going on in another, because they've already been to the worship service.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to. Scale that back.
And you won't have to preach three sermons anymore.
That's right. Just two.
Yeah. So real quick, this is where I want to talk. Why, Scott and David, why now? And what does this mean for the future?
Mm-hmm. Why build, you mean?
Yeah. Why build? Why not just not do this?
It's a great question. And I could talk a long time on this. And so I'm going to be careful to watch the time. But I will kind of speak in some bullet points and kind of give you a sense of what we as a church and leaders and the congregation have thought through over the years here at Grace. So first of all, you know, why? Because we are physical creatures. You know, everybody hopefully sleeps in a house. You know, so that's the ideal, mm-hmm. is that people have a roof over their head.
Yeah.
You know, space is real. It's a space and time that's a creation of God. And matter, you know, physical things are good gifts from God. And so, congregations need to be housed somewhere. And so that's one why, is because we need a space to gather as the visible local congregation. Why in terms of the purpose of the church, preaching the gospel, mm-hmm. the worship of God, making disciples, buildings, the way we view it here at Grace is buildings are tools.
Yeah.
Buildings are not the church. They are buildings that house the church, mm-hmm. but they are certainly tools. And, you know, we all understand that. Mm-hmm. Our homes are tools to raise our children and to practice hospitality and, you know, to have our neighbors in. Our cars are tools to drive us to location, you know, job and school and service to other people. And church buildings are tools to make disciples.
Yeah.
So that's another why. For this. And then David might want to weigh in on this one. I'll start it and then he can jump in. But, you know, we really do have a long-term vision, a generational vision here at Grace. Mm-hmm. And so we can't determine the future. We know that. But we can and we should be thinking, how do we steward what we have now in a way that provides for the future? The mm-hmm. Lord is in charge of the future. But he wants us, as the scripture says, even to pass this on to the generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a multi-generational vision, not just multiple generations meeting together in the same room, which we do have at Grace. That's why we love the age span that currently meets. But we have a multi-generational vision in that we're preparing for the generations to come.
Yeah, that reminds me that a lot of people weren't here in our congregation when we went through this journey. But before we ever found this property, it was a long journey. We spent over 7 years mm-hmm. seeking, trying to buy property, putting offers on different pieces of property. It was a real struggle. Mm-hmm. And so I look back at that time. The reason why it was so important to us is not because you have to have a building. We actually did really well without a building, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Well, mm-hmm. interesting. We had a building. It just was somebody else's.
It was somebody else's building.
So buildings have always been necessary. We just didn't own the first ones we met in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I think we always had the vision, what if we could, you know, mm-hmm. have that building, if mm-hmm. God would be so gracious to allow us to have a stewardship of a building that we could use for future generations. Yeah. And, you know, you think even... I think this gets into, like, even what we built. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is why we built, is for the future generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, to me, my what I would hope that my generation in this congregation, this is really important to me, not so much, I mean, I know I'm going to enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
but I want something to be there 100, 200 years from now,
yeah,
where people are worshiping, where the gospel is being proclaimed. But, you know, then you get into, that's why you're building it. So what do you build? Because today people all have all kinds of different ideas. And so that was interesting for us, because one of the things that came out during all of our conversation and dialogue in the congregational meetings was, yeah, we want to build a bigger building, but we don't want to lose our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we value kind of those core values that are essential to us as a congregation. Mm-hmm. And we also have a vision for doing something that is going to be, you know, in keeping with who mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that, to me, that for me personally, kind of in my role in this project, it's been sort of guarding that, mm-hmm. sort of being a steward of that, because you can't just go build, you know, anything. We have to be good stewards. Mm-hmm. We have to build within our means. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, God loves beautiful things.
Yeah.
God mm-hmm. loves things that are in, you know, that are timeless. And so we tried to walk that balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about the generations, we have some friends of Grace, other churches that we relate to. Couple of pastors have come out of our congregation mm-hmm. in terms of when they planted. They were part of Grace when they planted, and one of those new congregations, I say new, they're 10 years old now,
yeah.
but they haven't had a building either,
mm.
and they're about to move into a building because of a merge with another church. The building that they're moving into is 120 years old. Now mm. think about that. Here's a new, young, yeah. vibrant, healthy congregation in a 120-year-old building.
Hmm.
So that really excites me
yeah.
to think that it's, okay, the future is the Lord's,
mm-hmm.
so we can't control the future.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can steward what we have now to
right.
provide. And Lord willing, if he's gracious and kind in that respect to our efforts here, in 120 years,
yep.
there will be a healthy, vibrant congregation preaching the gospel, making disciples, and launching something we haven't mentioned yet. I'll let David talk about
yeah.
the launch, but launching people out into
yeah.
the city and the world for
yeah.
ministry.
yeah. yeah. So when we were trying to look for property,
uh-huh.
I would say that you and I, Scott, sort of had a little bit of an inferiority complex, because
mm-hmm.
everybody said, at that time,
yeah.
man, you got to go buy 20 acres. You got to buy 40 acres.
40 acres.
If you really love God and really want to grow the kingdom.
80 acres.
And, you know, here we are on an 8.5 acre parcel of land that we're mm-hmm. that our campus sits on. Now it's actually closer to almost 9.5 acres
with,
because of the
yeah.
house that we bought.
I don't want to interrupt you, but
yeah.
just to say 8.5 acres with today's parking ordinance.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Not 50 years ago.
Back then,
parking
you could
ordinance,
do a really small
yeah.
parking
or you could
lot.
Park in the street.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
no. We have to park on that 8.5 acres, too. So go ahead.
Yeah. So
you're a little short of the 40 acre.
So we're a little short. That well said. Well said, Justin. So it did make us really think about, well, wait a minute. What are we doing? Are we going to listen to all the voices
yeah.
outside? Or are we going to do what God's calling us to do? And that's where I think, you know, we got this image, the elders, and Scott articulated it so well during that time, is that we need to see ourselves as a launching pad. We're all about sending people out. We're all about equipping mm-hmm. people so they can go do the work of the ministry around the globe as well as in our community. And so this fits us.
Yeah.
We see this campus as a launching pad. And so we're building, yes, we want to maximize what God's given us,
mm-hmm.
our 8.5 acres, 9.5 acres, whatever it is. But we want to see ourselves as never, you know, something that we're just kind of self-centered, looking inward about what we have
yeah.
for ourselves. It's for the world. It's for
yeah.
it's for the gospel.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about Grace, and which is what, I, you know, I hear from people, what's going to change? You know, like when you get... Sure, there'll be some things that'll feel a little different, and the building's going to feel different, but nothing's going to change. That's the beauty of grace that I love, and that's mm-hmm. what my prayer for this church is, that we wake up and walk to church on the 15th, and the same vision that we had a week before stays there. Mm-hmm. We're here to build healthy, spiritually healthy people for ministry in the world.
That's right.
That's our calling. That's it's not going to change, which is a beautiful thing.
Yep.
So for me, I feel like through this project, I've had the best seat in the house because I've watched how God's worked. All of the visionary pieces that we just described, you know, we had clear vision. And then, you know, to watch the congregation all jump in and contribute, you know, just this idea of everybody came together with their gifts, with their sacrifices and gave. And then people within the congregation, people outside the congregation have contributed, hundreds of people. And so when I sit there in my mind, and I remember standing on that when it was just a pad, you know, a concrete pad, and they brought in those glue lamps. There's four big, you know, wood glue lamps, which means it's a whole bunch of pieces of wood put together that make these, that create an arch 57 feet in the air. So when you walk into the worship hall, each one of those weigh over 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
And so when they were hanging those things and setting them, I'm just thinking, going back to what you said, Scott, this is this is the foundation of the building's just a building. It's a tool. But it's sort of, you know, kind of symbolizes the foundation that we're hopefully building for future generations to have that place. God's very concerned and interested in place. And he's given us a place where we can worship.
You might be about to wrap this up, but let me just say, some people might be asking, now, why is David on this podcast talking? They might not really know. Those would be folks that just haven't been around and heard us talking about it and planning for it. But David, for this entire 3 years, has been the quarterback. You know, he's been the project manager and has put in untold number of hours service to coordinate this whole project. So that's why he's on here, and we say a big thank you to David.
And we'll so if you see David walking around, if you kind of coffee he likes is he likes to eat at.
if you see David out in the back parking lot walking in circles, looking delirious, tell him to grab him and pull him back in. Okay, it's been a long project,
but we're getting close. We're getting close.
David.
But in all seriousness, you do see David, you need to give him a hug and say thank you. Well, I guess maybe it's COVID, you can't give him a hug. You know, whatever you want to do, and just say thanks. He's done an amazing.
And there have been so many people. That's why I'm excited about gathering on the 13th. Just so our whole congregation can come together and sort of be in, you know, big enough space where we can all be in the same place and spread out, socially distance. But to be able to see all the people, it just, it takes so many people to do this. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's just God using people's gifts and talents and pulling them together. So it's been a beautiful thing to see.
Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast. David, thank you so much for all the work that you put in and just seeing this thing through, and it's exciting that, like you said, this is a tool, this is a launch pad that we're hoping and praying that it's just for his kingdom and his glory.
Amen.
So thanks, guys.
Thanks.